which is quite amazing. And all of us wishing to generate, receive, and maybe share some loving kindness. Today, I thought that we could actually put the emphasis more on compassion. But in case that you're not feeling particularly miserable, compassion doesn't only have to be towards misery and suffering and sadness. So we'll use language which is a bit more spacious, such as befriending feelings, making room for feelings, being kind and gentle with our mind, with ourselves, with our bodies, meeting ourselves with understanding, etc. And if you wish, may I offer myself unconditional love? So I wrote down a few sentences that might be helpful. Maybe I'll talk about those straight away, just so we can see what might resonate for us. And I think just kind of turning over some language in our mind can help us to already start attuning to our feelings. Some of it just won't feel relevant, but other words or phrases may come up for you. So this is how we begin the practice of loving kindness, of any of the Brahma Viharas, just with some language that sort of elicits those particular feelings. So the particular sentiments we want to share with ourselves and other people. So one really, really simple phrase, actually, that I think can be used at any time is, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, I understand. Right? Whatever you're feeling, it's okay. It's allowed to be there. It's perfectly normal and valid and acceptable. So please welcome it in. May I befriend my sadness? May I befriend is quite nice, especially if there is a feeling that you tend to reject. The more open version is, may I befriend my feelings generally, or may I befriend my body, even my sickness. Yeah. My tired mind. May I make room for my feelings. May I allow them to be. Or may I make space for my feelings. May I make space for myself. May I be gentle and kind with my mind. Can change that. May I be patient with my mind. May I be patient with myself. May I be more gentle. May I offer myself tender care? These are all examples of thoughts that generate that compassion, that kindness. May I meet myself, or may I meet this moment with understanding or with empathy? And again, may I offer myself unconditional love? If that sounds a little bit too exalted, maybe unconditional care, or may I learn to offer myself unconditional care. So I don't know if any of this resonates for you, but if it does, then we can begin our meditation in this way. So usually we sit for about 40 minutes or so, and then there'll be some time at the end to check in with each other, to check how we're doing, if it worked for you, if there are anything you'd like to share or ask. And super. I'm glad too that someone's here for the first time and the sentences are helpful. Great. So shall we begin? So the first and most important thing is to find a comfortable position for your body. I can see that Casey is translating, which is wonderful. So just ask Black to relax. That's the key. Just find a sense of ease and relax. If it helps to close your eyes, please do so in a very gentle way. Don't squeeze your eyes closed. Just gently allow them to rest. Allow your face to rest. To take off any mask that we tend to put on in social situations. Allow the muscles in your brow, to expand as though someone was stroking your forehead from the center outwards with a very gentle touch. Noticing how your brow feels. Mine's quite achy right now. Too much holding, tension, effort in the brow. Allowing it to be that way and encouraging it to just relax. And just gently spreading your awareness through your facial muscles, your cheeks, your nose, your mouth, your jaw, letting it all hang loose. Perhaps imagining a colour that you associate with compassion, maybe, for me anyway, a sort of deep, warm orange. Something very warm and cozy. Imagining that colour soaking through the face, the head, through the neck, along with my awareness. It might be a feeling, a cozy feeling. Soaking through your shoulders. And please feel free to translate, Casey. It's okay if you wish, whenever you wish. Soaking through your shoulders, through your arms. Attuning to the feelings in your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands, with intentions of compassion and care. May I allow these feelings to be just as they are. And soaking through your chest, that sense of compassion, care, warmth, like a deep orange light, or the warm flames of a wood fire soaking through the chest, warming your heart, allowing any feelings, emotions, physical sensations to have all the space they need. Maybe anxiety, maybe heaviness, maybe tingling, maybe pleasant feelings. Being kind and compassionate to them all. And feeling your belly. Allowing that loving care to soak through your belly. Giving the muscles, the organs there, permission to relax. To hang loose. To feel whatever you feel in your belly area. Right down to the pelvis. And starting from the top of your back. Sometimes it can be helpful to just imagine yourself receiving this warm, compassionate energy like the light of a setting sun, gently warming up your back, relaxing any tension, allowing things to be. Melting through your back, melting the tension. Noticing any sensations as your awareness just flows through your back. Noticing the rib cage, the waist area, the small of the back. And sensing into your buttocks, seated on the ground or the chair. Giving your buttocks some special care. Allowing whatever feelings are there just to be. And coming to the top of the thighs, the hips, and gradually allowing this compassionate awareness to soak through your thighs. Through the skin, the flesh, deep into the muscles. Allowing any feelings to be received and cared for. If you need to adjust your posture, that's fine. Whatever gives your legs, your thighs, some ease. And feeling into your knees, an area that's often painful, perhaps some old injury in your knee. Surrounding any pain, any tension, achiness, strain, or even the areas that feel relaxed, surrounding it with compassionate awareness, allowing it to soak in. And down through your calves, your shins, the muscles, the bones, the bottom of your legs, down to your ankles. Imagine your ankles almost dissolving into the cushion. All the muscles, the tendons, the ligaments relaxing and at ease. And through your feet, the bridge of the foot, the sole, the heel, the toes. The soft parts, the hard parts. All the little tips of the toes. Relaxing them fully. Surrounding them with care. And taking any feelings or images of compassionate care spreading them now through your body and including your emotional world. Many of us, after last week's retreat, feel rather tired by a busy week back at work. See if you can hold those feelings so gently, really giving them space. Whether you feel sad or weary, happy, light, being really kind and gentle. It's okay. I understand. You're welcome. You're allowed to be. Imagine wrapping yourself up in a warm embrace, the way a compassionate friend or parent may do, or the way a teacher may look at you with their eyes as though giving you a mental hug. Giving your feelings some space. And staying embodied, perhaps allowing your awareness to hover around the chest. Or maybe any part of your body that needs that extra care. If you wish, you may use certain phrases of compassionate care. Phrases such as, "May I be gentle and kind with my mind." May I befriend myself or my sadness, my pain. May I offer myself understanding. Whatever resonates for you, choosing maybe two or three, maybe even just one phrase. And repeating that to yourself with sincerity, while staying connected to what's happening inside. So give some space between each phrase to listen, as it were, with the feeling part of your mind. As compassion, care slowly grows in the heart in its own time. And allowing yourself to bask in the warmth of compassion, allowing compassion to soften any pain. To enjoy caring. Being kind to yourself. And notice how this compassion, this allowing, helps us to become more content with however we feel, without trying to change it, but just to relax deeply into it, to allow our heart, our body to feel just as they are. And from within those feelings, contentment may arise. Freedom from suffering right there. And now, if you wish, taking any feelings of kindness, of care, and allowing them to spread from your heart and into this virtual room to all the other meditators joining from many different parts of the world. All human beings subject to happiness and to sadness, even to despair. And allow these thoughts and good wishes of kindness to spread to one another like a beautiful, soft, warm feeling in the heart. Maybe a warm orange glow, or however you envisage or feel compassion. May everyone here be accepted, be loved, just as they are. May we all learn to be kind, to be gentle with our feelings. Be so tender and understanding to our minds. May we all be free from suffering. Really offering one another these gifts of freedom from suffering. Imagining all our compassion mingling, spreading, increasing as we share it together. It's as though there's a beautiful orange glow coming from everybody's heart, wherever we are in the world. In Lithuania, in Laos, in different parts of Europe. Albania, different parts of the UK. Imagine us all scattered around this globe, emitting this beautiful, warm glow of compassion, and that compassionate glow spreading out into the area, your locality, your country, and slowly connecting, joining up with that glow coming from other people's hearts until the whole planet Earth is covered, spread over, enveloped with compassionate care. And perhaps allowing that compassion to concentrate, to build in areas where there is a lot of suffering. Giving hope in the Gaza, in Sudan, in the Congo, in Sri Lanka, across Asia, Southeast Asia, many areas affected by floods, Indonesia, Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand. Any area where you know the people right now are in need of that compassionate care. Maybe people you know or people who are strangers to you, but all people who feel just like us. And including the animals affected in natural disasters or in war zones, affected by climate change, by the loss of forests, natural habitats. All beings everywhere. May they receive our compassionate care somehow. May they be safe and free from suffering. Imagining this whole planet planet Earth embraced in this beautiful, soft, gentle embrace. The warm hug of our combined care. From the Earth to the water, the oceans, the air, to all beings, and this beautiful planet Earth herself. And just allow this compassion to spread even beyond the edges of the Earth into the universe. Boundless, exalted, immeasurable compassion, carrying understanding, carrying peace. And relaxing any effort on your part, just trusting the flow, the intention of compassion. And resting here for a while. See how deeply you can relax and let go. Now, very gently coming back to your own body, your own mind and heart. If you wish, placing a warm hand on your heart, reassuring yourself that you're here for yourself, that you truly care. And staying connected to your body. Once again, offering yourself unconditional care. May I be kind and gentle. May I be understanding. Whatever happens in my life. May I learn how to be my own best friend. May I be free from suffering. So just holding yourself kindly. While I give the chanting, the blessing to end the meditation. Sabbe Sata, Sabbe Pana, Sabbe Buddha. Sabbe Pugala, Sabbe Atabawa Pariyapana, Sabbe Itiyo, Sabbe Purisa, Sabbe Ariya. Sabbe Anariya, Sabbe Deva, Sabbe Manusa, Sabbe Vinipadika, Aweva Hontu. Abhyapajahontu, anigahontu, sukhiyatanam pariharantu, dukkhamunjantu, Yadaladasampatito Mauigacchantu Keeping your eyes closed and just receiving the blessings. Allowing them to spread through your body, noticing the effects. And perhaps instead of the sadhus today, instead we'll give ourselves an actual hug, if you dare. You can give yourself a hug with your two arms. Oh, you can pat yourself on the shoulder. Ajahn Brahm sometimes goes, there, there, Ajahn Brahm, it's okay. Even though you've got all these things to do, all these people to meet, it's okay. You can stroke your cheek, you can stroke your neck. This is a nice way of bringing some warmth, some loving care, a sense of calming to the vagus nerve, size of the neck, the back of the neck. Or you can just stroke down your arms. Hold your own hand if you want to. Warm your hands if you want to. Put them on your eyes. Ah. Stroke your back, size of your back and your ribs. It's nice, isn't it? Oh, I'm liking this. The belly, rub your belly. Yeah. It's also nice to come back into your body, warm it up. Your thighs. If you're sitting cross-legged, you can rub your thighs, your knees, poor old knees. My knees get quite sore these days. Don't forget the soles of your feet. Warm up the soles of your feet. Maybe you're already warm if you're in Laos. Good, very good. Okay. So well done, everybody. I hope you found a little bit more tenderness and kindness and slowing down, perhaps, allowing yourself to be. So any comments you'd like to share in the chat, or if you want to raise your hand to ask or share anything personally, that would be lovely. Thank you so much. Feeling grateful and soothed in the gorgeous chant at the end. Excellent. B has her hand up. I don't know if that's intentional because you look like you're far away from the screen. I don't know. Do you want to speak? Ah, great. Yeah. Feels like, ah. Are you making me yawn now? Ooh, thank you. I'm feeling so grateful. Big smile on my face. Good, I'm feeling more the the yoni thing. Good. Thank you so much. Very beautiful. Thank you kindly. Thank you. Beautiful and uplifting. Sometimes it's nice to hear from people where it's not beautiful and uplifting. Anyone struggle? Anyone struggle to find that softness? You're all like such good meditators. I don't know. Sometimes we don't feel sort of pleasure, but we might feel a greater sense of allowing ourselves to be. For me, I've been thinking so much about other people recently, so it's nice to actually feel what I feel for once. Casey.
Hi, Venerable.
Hello.
Black had a question about her meditation.
Sure.
Do you you want to me to ask? Okay. So she said that when she was meditating, she could hear clearly what you were saying and I was translating, but she couldn't feel anything in her body.
Yes. Body don't feel anything, but I hear what you say about.
Yes. So she's curious what is happening. Why might she not feel her body? Because before, it's the longest time you ever meditated, right?
Yes.
Before, she'd only meditated maybe 15 minutes.
Yes, 15.
And this is the longest time. So she thought maybe her body would hurt or something, but she didn't feel anything at all.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you just need to relax and to allow the whole body and mind to just be. And, you know, over time, when you meditate more, you'll start to feel things in the body. But for now, maybe it's just a kind of invitation. You were hearing the words, you were hearing the suggestions, and that's pointing you towards your body and mind. So don't hurry the process. It's okay. Remember? It's okay. Okay. Nothing's wrong. This will happen gradually over time. So, yeah, it's just meditation is a kind of inquiry. It's like a sort of deep plunge into the mind. We're plunging into our minds gently, gently. And we're just learning what's there. We're just learning what's there. So it's great. Start to explore why that might be. And other times in the day, you know, whether you feel your body. See if you can notice your body, especially when you're doing things around the place, like washing. Or, you know, I always think it's a nice one when you're washing dishes to feel the warm water on your hands, or to feel the different textures, you know, of things that you're holding. To feel the feet on the ground, this kind of thing. To feel the temperature in the air. Just start to explore that a little bit, and just notice when you do close your eyes and you go into meditation what you're aware of. First of all, you might be aware of your posture, but I think for now you were just relaxing and just, you know, taking in some of the words. So it's all good, it's all fine. Yeah, I'm coming to Mel and then to some of the chat as well. There's lots of comments in the chat. Thank you for sharing, Vic.
No. Oh, sorry. Hi, morning, Venerable. Sorry for being off camera. I'm not quite organised enough yet to be up, although I really should be. beautiful meditation. I'm putting my hand up as someone who struggled this morning.
Yeah.
And I know why. I've got so much going on, like a change of house, change of so much uncertainty and so much a lot of emotion, that wonderful mixture of gratitude and thankfulness with fear and uncertainty, and it's just a lot. So I can almost hear you say, but I'd love to hear you say it, to bring compassion to those parts. And I love the invitation to just give space to the emotions, and so much gratitude for this, for my favourite blessing at the end. Thank you so much. That helped me find peace. So thank you.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. And of course, all of that belongs. All of that is very understandable, as you say. And, you know where it's coming from. And I think, I mean, the fact that you could notice so many different emotions is amazing, because that you made them all available to that compassion. So even if that compassion is like, you know, it doesn't necessarily soften them so much that they fade, but it allows them to be and to be held. And sometimes our lives are full of kind of contradictions. There can be a sense of sadness and relief at the same time, and those are two emotions I've been feeling recently, a lot of sadness and also relief when a situation here has changed. So yeah, the mental world is complex, the emotional world's even more so, and being able to just hold the whole thing in kindness without having to give it even names is really beautiful. Sometimes I think that's where the chanting is powerful, because it sort of takes us beyond words. You know, we chant in Pali, but it's more an energy that's imbibed. It's more an emotion that kind of almost goes beyond language. It goes beyond the conceptual mind. So yeah, very nice. Thank you for sharing. And I wish you all the very, very best in your transition. May it be gentle and may it be full of unexpected richness and delight. Yeah. House moves. Thank you for leading with such self-compassion. Excellent. Befriending is such a helpful word. Yeah. Inclining to understanding and even patience, even when it's a struggle with restlessness and distraction. And then it stops being a struggle. Isn't that true? It's the struggle that's often the suffering we add. And inclining to is also very beautiful, because we can't necessarily have understanding straight away or have patience straight away, but we have that inclination. We were saying yesterday in the Sutta class that sometimes just putting language to things helps. Slightly different from what I was just saying to Mel, but not contradictory, that just having the idea of patience, just saying the word patience, you know, may I incline to patience, already brings a sense of patience somehow, because the mind knows what it is, the heart knows what it is, and it just allows it to be brought to the front of the mind. Yeah. Yeah, compassion helps stop the struggle, that's for sure. Yes, that's what happened. The mind finally rested. Excellent. It started for me with lots of hindrances, feeling a heavy mental burden. Then with your guidance, I was reminded of the beauty of impermanence. Excellent. Which then reminded me there's no one here to be hurting, feeling really healed. Thank you. Oh, that's your wisdom coming in. I'm not sure if I mentioned anything around impermanence, but I love that that came out for you. The beauty of impermanence, absolutely, that everything is passing through us in a sense. And that is beautiful. There's no need to cling. It's, if we're open to that, if we're allowing of that, then we just feel more deeply and we're more in touch with the change of things. So that's wonderful. There's no one here to be hurting. Yeah, there's just feeling. It's just feeling, and it's valid, but it passes too. Okay, thank you for blessings for me as well. And yes, please go at your leisure if you have to go. I think there's a comment in the chat about how you can support the Sangha, the community here. And one of the ways is to be compassionate to yourselves and to those around you. So as you go through the weekend, please keep close and to yourselves and gentle with yourselves, however you feel. And remember, compassion can also be a freedom from suffering. It doesn't have to be heavy. It can be that wish for freedom from suffering and the opening of the heart to freedom from suffering right now. This is also an aspect of compassion. Okay, so shall we unmute you all and we can wave goodbye. And thank you for bringing your friends and family and...
Thank you so much.